Well, I have been on my travels preaching in two different churches over the last two Lord's Days. I thought this is going to be interesting. Those of us who know me and following the story with me, when I was diagnosed back in February with celiac disease. All right, so gluten, that's a no-no. And some of you good friends, when I've been round, have been kind enough to give me what's needed when it's come to that. Anyway, you go away from home, don't you? You're never quite sure what's doing where, and restaurants and hotels and places like that. And it's the old story, isn't it? You always have to read carefully what's on the label. Always check before. What's this here? So my piece of communion bread is in a blue bag, because that's my gluten-free bit of bread there. And so we're always on hyper alert. You thought that COVID and hand washing and all of this was the thing? What? No. This celiac stuff, it is really, really uber, as it were. And the kitchen, I don't know, thoroughly cleansed, detoxed it. I'm sure we could do more besides, but crumbs that we have to get rid of and everything else. Taking care. Reading what's on the label. Studying what it is that we are taking in. Because sometimes there are hidden things. Tell you this, there could be hidden gluten. Not we expected it. And having been on a low-salt diet some years back, I can wax lyrical and you won't want to eat another thing again by the time I've told you what your food contains. So all kinds of hidden things. Now, back in the Old Testament times, you have to be really careful. God gave a whole series of laws. What you should eat, what you shouldn't eat. Various things that were declared clean and other things that were unclean. And it's quite a mighty list. It's quite a long list. And it has sort of various degrees of a pattern of that kind of animal. But then there are exceptions. The priests really had to be experts. What those exceptions were, how you treated them, and the rest of it. Because they were being trained. The people were being trained to look carefully, to consider, what is this? Is this actually gonna help me or hinder me? Well, I won't go into the details of what happens if I ingest a bit of hidden gluten. But in a more serious way, you know, our pastimes, our interests, our leisures, what we do, you know, sometimes there are hidden things in there that we might be actually doing ourselves harm with, that we might not actually be helping ourselves. And just as the Israelites with their food, and hey, there's me with my gluten, you just got to be careful, and you just got to be watchful, and what's in this, what's that, what's this stuff here, okay? It's in bold, wheat, look out, right, okay, I can see that. But other things more hidden, and as Christians, we're setting out in that way, or if we're not Christians, being wise, checking it out, seeing, if I do this, is there something hidden here that is going to be a bit hard going later on? Is there something here that's going to really upset my spiritual digestion and set me rather much at odds in myself? So that's my story. I'm having to study everything, all the labels, all the cans, the restaurants there. I have to fess up straight away. I'm actually gluten-free. You just feel you're imposing a great burden on everybody in sight. You know, I've got this, I'm afraid. No problem. That's great. I've got it all there. It's getting better and better for gluten-free stuff. But you have to ask. And you have to check. Test all things. That's what the Bible says, isn't it? Test all things. Check it. See it. Is this going to help me? Is there something I've missed here that's going to hinder me? And always avoid, if in doubt, best to avoid. If it's a doubtful looking thing, best keep away from it. So there we are. And there are my travels. I seem to have survived okay. Okay. And we press on. But yeah, be discerning. Be wise. Test all things. Well, may the Lord continue to bless us as we take up in our hymn books now. Number 125, we find Immortal Honours Rest on Jesus' Head. 125.